This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
VW says it sold diesel cars that cheated emissions tests, not just in the U.S., but around the world. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Volkswagen of Germany said today that worldwide 11 million cars with small diesel engines contain software that defeated emissions tests. That's up sharply from the 482,000 cars that was presented last week by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. BBC business reporter Russell Padmore is following this for us from London.
Shares of VW again down today. There is a crisis enveloping this German car giant, the world's number one seller of cars, all because it was caught out cheating on the emissions tests in the United States. Now, the German company has told its shareholders today it's going to set aside about $7.3 billion to cover the fallout from this scandal. The share price down again. It's near a four-year low today in Frankfurt. You'll recall VW shares dropped about 20% yesterday. Now, we already had the chief executive issuing an apology at the weekend. Today, though, the European Commission is in contact with Volkswagen. The American authorities as well are carrying out a criminal investigation. In South Korea, they've said they will investigate emission levels of VW diesel vehicles. The German government, too, worried about events. Remember, what goes on at VW reflects generally on the entire German automotive industry.
VW's supervisory board meets tomorrow, and some German publications suggest that the CEO Martin Winterkorn could be out with the head of VW's Porsche division in for the interim. By mid-morning East Coast time, VW stock was down 18% in Frankfurt. Stocks in other car companies that make small diesels were also down. BMW and FCA Chrysler Fiat were down 5% each. Daimler Mercedes down 6%. GM down 3%. Crude oil is down another 3% in New York this morning, just over $45.30 a barrel. This week, there was a warning that crude as low as $50 puts loads of future energy projects at risk. Many a Tuesday we consult from the heartland, Julie Neiman, the analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Hello, Julie.
Morning, David.
So we have this consultancy with an expertise in energy, and they've come out with this assessment that maybe $1.5 trillion with a T future investments in fossil fuel and other energy projects might not happen because of these low oil prices. What do you make of that?
Probably the biggest thing you're looking at is continuing low oil prices means you have to put all the expensive stuff on the shelf. This is going to be a huge problem for banks who have been doing a lot of lending in this area, especially the guys who got in at the last minute. Those are going to be the first to fall. And there's no impending turn in the price of energy right now. It's going to continue to slide and stay down here for at least a couple of years.
But consumers have more money in their pockets to buy other things. Businesses have more money in the corporate coffers to perhaps make investments in other more productive ways.
Well, and that's why you don't shed tears for the energy companies. For the consumer, it's phenomenal. It's better than any kind of tax cut. You're putting more money into the grocery cart, into the shopping cart, and not into the gas tank. This is the best thing that can happen to consumers, and we're going to see a good, solid expansion of consumer spending.
All right. Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, thank you.
You bet.
There's a new space race underway as companies scramble to be the first to capitalize on orbital opportunities. But there's a problem. It's getting kind of crowded up there. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on why some parts of space are not as spacious as you might think.
Former NASA scientist Donald Kessler says a lot of our infrastructure is moving to space.
Communication satellites, GPS, our TV. We're talking about the region of space that's only about 600 or 700 miles above us. That's where most things go, and that's the most crowded region.
And sometimes, on rare occasions, they crash. In 2009, Russian and American satellites ran smack into each other.
They came together roughly like two cars in an intersection, but traveling 17,000 miles per hour each. And that's typical of what we should expect in the future to happen at an increasing rate.
Kessler's been warning about this issue since the late 70s, so much that the problem is called the Kessler syndrome.
We're at what we've called a critical density, where there are enough large objects in space that they will collide with one another and create small debris faster than it can be removed.
Something like a loose fleck of paint moving at these speeds can hit with the force of a grenade. Kessler got pulled out of retirement to start working on the issue again. But he doesn't say, "I told you so," at space conferences.
I don't have to.
And the government is worried, too.
Because a bad day in space for one owner is a bad day for everybody.
Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Scott Putnam.
From a standpoint of a collision that creates a debris cloud, that could create hazard for other users, including Department of Defense.
Putnam runs the Air Force program that monitors roughly 23,000 objects in orbit that are about the size of a softball or larger. NASA spends almost $7 million a year tracking space junk.
The way we do warfare now depends on outer space and the functions that we can perform through outer space.
Functions like communications, navigation, and weapons guidance. You know, pretty much everything. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And players of bridge are getting all exercised in Britain after a funding agency ruled the card competition is a game, not a sport, so no government money. The Wall Street Journal has the best line on this from a senior member of the English Bridge Union, quote, "We are sick of being told that what we do is less important because we don't sweat enough." Bridge, of course, is mentally taxing. The issue is being taken to court. From studios at Montclair State University in New Jersey today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.